Blake and Eva show on Coast 93.1. You're probably not cut out to be a security guard when you handcuff yourself out of boredom and forget the keys and need to be released by the police.
Oh, my God.
Waukesha, Wisconsin, where apparently the Bath and Body Works store was not terribly busy. And the security guard there got bored, and he put the handcuffs on himself.
Right.
But he didn't have the keys. So he called the police. And after officers freed him, they say he hid the handcuffs from himself so he wouldn't put them on again.
Look, he can't help himself.
Said, you ready for this? Yeah. He also said, this wasn't the first time this happened. That reminds me when I remember when I handcuffed my grandma.
Kinda, tell me again.
Poor Nama D. She was the one who lived here.
Right.
She lived in South Portland,
right.
Yeah. She passed away a couple of years ago. So if you listen to the show a lot, then, yeah, we had her read Grammy-nominated lyrics.
Yay, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says, boys, they like a little more booty to hold at night.
That's my grandma. She was babysitting, and my dad had been in a play. Like, he was a construction worker mostly, but he did some acting and some other stuff on the side, right? And he was in a play in which he played a cop. So he had these handcuffs. And for whatever reason, they were left around, like, not with my other toys, but, like, near enough that I knew I was mischievous, you know. So at some point, I get them, and I'm, you know, Nama D's there. And at some point, I take her, and I say, oh, yeah, these are the handcuffs. And then I was like, do you know how these work? And then I put one on her.
Right.
Luckily, I didn't cuff the other to anything. I mean, I could have cuffed it to a chair or something. I didn't do that.
Right.
But the one that she put on her wrist, they were real handcuffs, so you needed the key. She assumed they were like fake little toy handcuffs,
right,
that had
she's
a little,
like, okay, Blake,
you know, they have like
the
a little
key.
Thing where you push the button and it releases them. You don't really need the key.
Right.
Well, these were not those, so they needed the key. The key was with my dad, who was out on a date with my mom that night. So Nama has to call the restaurant just before cell phones.
Right. And say,
has to call the restaurant and say, yes, there's a table there.
Right. Describing
yeah,
them.
Yeah, describing
right?
them, right? Can you say, and then imagine my poor grandma, there's an elderly woman who calls the restaurant
right.
and says, yes, my grandson handcuffed me. Okay. Yeah. Imagine like you're the host at some restaurant and you get this call. You're like, this has got to be a prank, right?
Right.
My grandson handcuffed me and I need to talk to my son-in-law who has the key. And imagine right. the hostess probably put it down and went to the manager and said, I'm not sure if this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's a handcuffed grandma and a son-in-law is at one of our tables.
Right.
What?
Like dark
so,
hair.
Because what happened was she had put it on and then she sort of, you know, trying to get it off had tightened it. Because,
right.
you know, the way handcuffs work, they tighten and then you can't untighten.
Right.
So she was like tighter. So by the time then my parents finished dinner early, came home,
were they mad?
Unlocked
Nama.
freed Nama from the handcuffs.
Thank God he still had the key.
It's a good thing he did, yeah.
Right.
So then she, yeah, imagine that if we had to like go to a locksmith or something. You know, my grandma's stuck in handcuffs.
Right.
What? This is a weird call.
Yeah.
You know?
So then were the handcuffs put away?
They were not allowed. Yes, mm-hmm. They were quickly gotten rid of. Yeah. Right. And that was one of those where my mom was like, Dino, I told you shouldn't have left the handcuffs around.
Right.
You know, why do you even keep those things anyway?
Right,
you know,
and right.
My dad's like, well, it was from the play I was in. You know, like it was like a souvenir or something.
Right, right.
You know what? Here's a good topic. 7-9 Coast. Your kid did what to the babysitter while you were gone? Maybe your kid handcuffed grandma, for example.
Right.
7-9 Coast, your kids did what to the babysitter? We got another handcuff story first, Jill. Go ahead.
Well, I was calling me and my sister when we were probably 9 and 10, handcuffed my mother with my father's handcuffs.
Oh, geez.
He was a Marine patrol captain.
Oh.
And we had both hands behind her back, pushed her down on the couch. Couldn't find a key, couldn't find my father. We were trying to call all his friends that live locally, and finally somebody showed up and let her out. But, yeah, we were in trouble. That comes up every once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who handcuffed a family member by accident.
All right.
Bye, Jill.
Bye. Have a good day.
Nabega, hi, good morning. So you were the babysitter. What did the children do to you?
Okay, so this was like my second. The first time I watched it, they were angels. Angels.
Of course.
Second time, they must have like put this, planned this ahead before, like mom must have had no idea about it either. But I get there, mom leaves, and I had to make them dinner. I go and open the cupboard. Flower falls right on top of my head.
Oh.
And there's the children behind me laughing.
Oh, no. Oh, they rigged up. They booby-trapped the flower.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And one of them's like, oh, my gosh, it worked. It worked.
Oh, those evil little.
They couldn't even keep it a secret. Oh, my God.
Oh, I laughed. I went back. It was hilarious. They're
yeah.
Kids.
Right.
Well, that's our God's flower because it's so fine and it just. It was all in your hair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Thanks for calling, Nabega.
No problem.
My Little, we got this text. If you want to type in the word topic followed by your comment and send that to 77,000. My little guy sprayed the babysitter with a fire extinguisher.
Oh.
Oh, good.
Wow.
That's good. Well, Diane posted on our Facebook page, my babysitter called me crying. I got home and the kids were naked, wet, and soapy. Apparently, she was giving the little ones a bath. They jumped out during the bath and kept running around. Imagine that scene. They're naked, wet, and soapy, right. And they're screeching around the floors, right? Running around, and she's, get back here, get back here. Running around with a towel, trying to catch them in the towel, right? Mom gets home. She sees this happening. Kids, get back in the bath.
I know.
Diane posted, the babysitter fell asleep. That's not a good babysitter. During the day, too. It wasn't even like she was tired at night. And my sons saw she was asleep. They did the trick where they put shaving cream in her hand, then tickled her nose. So she smushed the shaving cream on her face.
Oh, that's genius.
You've never heard of that before?
No.
Oh, yeah. I did that to my brother.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
You put some shaving cream or some whipped cream or something in their hand, and then you tickle their nose a little bit. And then they... You know, and then eventually they wake up, and then they've got shaving cream on. They're all freaked out.
Am I too old to do that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, who are you going to do it to?
The next time I see someone sleeping.
You have to unplug your CPAP, you know. Go.